You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
This morning, the lead story locally and nationally as well is the tragedy, and do they ever stop, the military plane crash in Mississippi, about an hour north of Jackson in LaFleur County in a soybean field, about 2 hours from here. The details are not very defined. There were 16 people on the airplane. They're still trying to find victims and body parts, and I'm sure that's a very pleasant exercise. The majority of them, a quote here from the sheriff down there, says they'll probably all be Marines or people that are involved with the U.S. Marine Corps. So this mishap, no one knows what happened. There was a noise in the sky. Some guy who was down there, I think on his catfish ponds, I saw, heard some kind of a pop. And then this thing just spiraled, like in a movie, out of the sky into the ground. Plane is a KC-130, a four-engine prop-driven plane designed for refueling in midair. It also hauls troops, equipment, and sometimes weapons. Not one of those gigantic C-5s, those cargo planes. One that's a bit smaller, I'm guessing. But 16 people perished. Nobody has been named because their families, I guess, are still having to be notified. That must be a pleasant job. But the plane did not take off from Memphis, as was thought originally, but from the airbase in Millington. So they weren't up there very long before this came down.
No,
so
Millington says it didn't come from there either.
Oh, it didn't. Okay. Well, it came from somewhere.
Right.
So that is the story of the day. So far, tragedy, U.S. Marines, some of the people that protect and serve and take care of us and all that and do thankless chores that nobody else wants to do, and then they die in a random plane crash. So thoughts, of course, to these people who are their families, who love them, and those that maybe don't even know that this happened yet. I can't imagine how they wouldn't, but they aren't saying any names, but all TV stations here have, of course, sent reporters down there to stand around and be in the way and babble. So just par for the course. Other things in the local area, because the national news is now encumbered with discussions about this endless investigations into Russia. Donald Trump Jr. has lawyered up. Apparently he did something that was either inappropriate or didn't do the right channels first, and now he's lawyered up. And there's so much of this and such a mess that continues to unravel. You don't know what's true and what's not true. But this has been 5.5 months, and it's one crisis after the other. Accomplishing something should be the goal of a new presidency. This one has accomplished endless chaos. There's talk today about this really ill-fated and dumb decision to get the voter list from every state in America, which the majority of them have said, no, we're not going to give you the names of people that vote in our state, their party affiliation, their address, their social. It's not going to happen. And it apparently was done illegally. It's not legal. They can fight it. This whole thing was rolled out badly. And by the accounts that I've read, which are probably all lies and fake news like all of it, but I'm just being sarcastic, is that there was to an open portal, which means an unsecured website. So every governor of the state or every attorney general has said, there's no way we're going to ever give you this stuff. They're probably already privy to this if they want it, but geez, the giant testicles on these people to ask every state to submit to them everybody who voted, how they voted since 06, what party, their social, and their dog's name. I mean, it's just what is wrong with you people? So the endless chaos continues. What?
And there is the public information that's available for some of that stuff, but it's public information that they can go get themselves. They don't have to have the states.
No, they don't. It's just one more power play to show what a bunch of badasses we have up there who are just, I don't know. The biggest concern right now, this whole Russian thing, this may linger for the next 3 years and beyond. It's not going to happen overnight or be done overnight because there's too much in play and too many lawyers and too many liars and too many, perhaps these stories are true and perhaps they're not. The Trumps and Putins of the world hope that after they met and held hands and danced and kissed and stuff, that all this would just be forgotten. Well, no, we really aren't allies with Russia. There's a thing called the Cold War. It happened for a long time.
Yeah.
And they were our mortal enemies. And now we're trying to appear to be buddying up to them. And we got people involved. Mr. Comey's back in this and what documents he saw, the former guy that ran the FBI. And this is a cluster blank of proportions that we'll never figure out. And this will be done behind closed doors. Some will be on TV, but they're really getting all their ducks in a row to attack these people and figure, oh, not really to attack, but to investigate what happened. But you're going to hear 10, 15, 20 different versions of the story and then try to put these puzzle pieces together to arrive at a conclusion. Good luck with that. They'll never do it. This will just be an open-ended talk that finally fizzles out. Because people lose interest. The healthcare situation is the one that is the most pressing, it seems, and the one that has people the most on edge. You know, folks like us out here that are paying, I pay for my own insurance and my wife's, and it's been a complete and utter calamity since the past couple of years. And I fear that it's just getting started. Nobody has any answers. This is the defining characteristic of American politics in this day and time. Mitch McConnell, who I hope gets carted off in a wheelbarrow and dumped into the eye of a volcano. Are there any around here?
I don't think there are volcanoes. Most volcanoes don't really have eyes either. That's more of a hurricane.
Oh, well.
But it's all a metaphor anyway, so mix it up all you want.
Thanks. Mitch, the last resort, if they can't figure it out among their own party, which they can't because there's too much infighting among the Republicans, they can't decide on what to do. So the last resort is for the Republicans to work with the Democrats on a solution. Who would have ever thought things would have fallen to this level? This is the entire point of the entire two-party process in America. Oh, these two parties, everybody has their opinions. We differ on many things, yet we come to conclusions based upon ideas offered by both sides. And then we have a cooperative result, and everybody gets along, and the compromises are made. And the American people are the ones who are supposed to be the recipients of the thought process behind these women and men that you voted into office all across America. But the last resort is for the parties to work together. That's not fake news. I'm not making it up. Look it up. That's the last resort. Because these dill holes they fight amongst themselves so much, they can't make any progress. But so if they have to, aw shucks, they'll work with those damn Democrats because they're somewhere doing nothing. These parties are both so embarrassing as far as politics, and they're just worthless. And it's no secret, and it gets worse, not better. But they really have hit the apex now of, if we have to, we'll talk to them. I can't even think of a metaphor for that. It's just insane. So let them figure that out too. But this is the time when as we often discuss here, that you, that all this government stuff and Trump and Russia and Obama, whoever did the screw into who, all this stuff can go over your head and you can just, guys, forget about it. But when it begins to affect you personally, that's when you get engaged. And healthcare, and this will affect everybody. In Tennessee, they're down to one company that offers independent insurance, Cigna. The city has that today. Kyle Vesey will be here to discuss that issue and more at about 7:30 or so. So we'll see what the vibe is downtown about this, but it's just nuts. In Mississippi right now, they're about to have one or two. Humana is leaving down there. Blue Cross Blue Shield will be in effect. But that's one of the HMOs and all that stuff, and you got to redo everything, and it's just a remarkable, remarkable mess. So if you're in the midst of it, you know, sorry for your hassle, but I am too, and many people are, and it's just freaking absurd. This thing was a help to some people. The ACA did some folks good and ruined the lives of others, and now it has blown up the entire industry. And nobody has an answer because they're too busy being badasses and measuring their penises against the other one to get anything done. So maybe they will. Locally, again, the Shelby County Schools, well, there are two stories. They don't really have any relation to the other. Mr. Hobson, Dorsey, who is the guy that runs this nightmare, he's going to be up here. We're going to get Dorsey on the air. He's a very, very nice man. He's a lawyer. And so he knows how to put these things into perspective diplomatically. And he's doing the best he can with a job that I wouldn't offer to my worst enemy. There was a gathering, I guess, last night, concerned parents and so on. 100 people managed to show up. Now, I never saw any advance notice of this or anything else, but they came together to discuss their kids and their education on Monday. So they are concerned about the school system, about the competitive nature of it, about who is getting money and why, because there was a big issue about this last week. And Dorsey discussed his plans for the next 2 years. One of them is called Destination 2025, a program designed to make sure that graduates are college ready. Well, that's smart because many of these kids can't even spell their own name. And so they're trying to enforce the fact these kids need to be, you know, worked with and helped and taught. Because, you know, when you are released into the world, in this day and time, it's like turning loose an animal into the wilderness with no preparation, no idea what to do, can't write a check, don't have any idea how anything works. And this is what these schools should be doing to help these kids prep for life. They're also being discussed other issues, more pre-K classes. The city has already voted that down twice, pre-K funding, as that was a joke. Investing in teachers and leaders. What?
That's
why?
It's a little bit needed. Thank you.
Investing in teachers and leaders is a topic we have to discuss. Jesus. And revamping career technical education courses. Okay.
Yeah.
So Dorsey called the meeting. He's proud of the passion, he says, and so on. And so this outfit, Memphis Lift, I assume they're the ones behind this and trying to get the troops all in one place to discuss the issues that this system faces. And so congrats to them for at least taking a night out of their lives to go to a meeting to try to get the lives of our children on the right track. So that's a positive, and I guess we'll go from there, but school begins August 7th, and in the meantime, or before that, we hope to get Dorsey in the room and discuss with him the issues that this place faces going forward, and there is a long list. This is kind of fun. Mark Luttrell, the mayor of Shelby County, was with us on Friday. A more decent and calm and rational man in politics you won't find. But they had some fireworks yesterday. I didn't realize that. Yes, I did, but this kind of escaped me. Shelby County Mayor, this is from Ryan Poe, one of the last people that writes for the appeal, has launched an internal audit of the grants that county commissioners give to nonprofits. Since 2015, the 13 county commissioners have been allowed to award $100,000 a year in taxpayer funds, that's your money, to a nonprofit of their choice, usually in their districts. Usually, it should always be in their district, it seems to me. Together, they spend about $1.3 million annually. A commission committee voted this year to boost that amount to $150,000 per commissioner, almost $2 million in total. But commissioners have not held the nonprofits accountable for how they're spending the money. The mayor, Mark, said that he wants to know where the money's going. I don't see anything off base about that. The commissioners strongly disagreed. How dare you ask us to prove who's getting what and where it's going? I don't think it's a wrong thing to request, because this money is being given out, $2 million of taxpayer money, to people, and in many cases, perhaps it is appropriate and helpful, and so on. So, this got ugly, I guess, and somebody got back in Mark's face, which I don't think is a really good idea. This man presents a very calm front. He was the sheriff. He's been the mayor for two terms. He's a very nice man, but he's one of those people that is nice and laid back and quiet. But when you piss him off, it's like poking a bear, and I don't think it's a good idea. The mayor said, quoting, "If you screw this up, you can go to the pokey." The pokey, for you kids, means jail. And people have gone to the pokey for screwing it up here in Shelby County. End quote. Damn, that's pretty strong, yeah, for Mayor Mark. Referencing the nearby wall lined with photographs of commissioners, Luttrell noted that several had gone to jail over the years, as well as a few other officials. So he pointed to a wall and said, if y'all want to end up in jail like these dummies, keep giving me a hard time. He said the county needs tighter policies to safeguard taxpayer dollars. And he says that, yes, we have slipped, and he took the blame for not being more on top of this. So Reginald Milton, I don't know who Brother Reginald is, Reginald or whatever his freaking name is, barked back at the mayor and asked him if he meant commissioners were not being accountable. Luttrell replied, right, that's what I'm saying. Then, in a rarely seen rapid fire back and forth, they argued heatedly before they were gaveled into silence by Chairman Melvin Burgess. Man, I'm sorry that I missed that.
That would have been...
You know, something. Where are these damn TV cameras when there's real news going on? I don't think it would be bright to get into a peeing contest with Mayor Luttrell. But I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. But this, I'm just reading the story, which is pretty fun to read.
And Commissioner Milton, just so you know, he represents Central Gardens, Chickasaw Gardens, Cooper Young, Overton Square, South Memphis, okay, in that area.
Okay, good. The debate over the grants took up a large chunk of the blah, 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 blah. The commission who had proposed hiring 100 deputies to back up the MPD, which, if you heard the mayor here on Friday, he explained the difficulties involved in that process. It is not as easy as it sounds. So they hired 25 and blah, blah, and they voted to restrict the funds for up to 60 days to let the mayor craft a plan with the city for the cooperative effort. This stuff takes time. It's about jurisdictions, other police departments, and how they can work together. The commission also voted against giving schools $1.6 million for the integration of the Boys and Girls Club into a handful of Shelby County schools. They say that that request should instead be presented to the Shelby County School Board. So as usual, I don't know. This just seems like Mayberry more and more all the time in some cases. And these folks have a hard job, and but they all have their own agendas, and they all have their own plans. They're allowed to give all this money once a year to a nonprofit in their district. That sounds cool. That's helpful to people.
Great.
But they need to be accountable for where it's going, and it's not a bad thing for the mayor to ask, "Where's the money going?" The end. So. That was fun, and there's some more things around here. Here's the one that I thought was, I don't know what to make of this, really. The Shelby County Schools set to hold a day of service, looking for volunteers. The Shelby County Schools are trying to find people to help with a variety of things during the summer. The school system is looking for volunteers to do painting, flower planting, and other areas of work. The day of service is July 22nd. Volunteer Memphis, Clean Memphis, and so forth are going to team up with the county schools to spruce up 9 schools before kids go to school on the first day of class. No supplies are necessary. With Volunteer Memphis, Clean Memphis, Memphis City Beautiful, why are you asking for volunteers when you have a number of teachers that work there? There are children who, how about having the kids come out and help? And some of these people that make so much money at the top, that's in part why this school system has a $1 billion budget, volunteers to come help. Maybe I'm missing the point here, but it seems like there are enough people on enough, committees that do good work already, that they should, not ask, but just a demand that they show up to help get their school painted, plant the flowers, and all that stuff in lieu of asking for volunteers. And I'm sure that some kind people will show up to help, but maybe it shouldn't be this complicated. Why don't you just organize some of these teachers and kids, let them do it.
Or the officials. I like that idea a whole lot.
Get some of these top-heavy a-holes. They get their brand new black Escalade every year and are making way too damn much money. Get your butt out there and paint the school and plant some flowers. It would be a good dose of reality.
And if you are one of those people and you're doing that, then good for you.
Yeah. And it's only 4 hours on that Saturday, but it looks like it's about 13 schools. So.
Well, this says 9, so maybe it's 13, maybe it's 9. But there shouldn't need to be a public plea for volunteers. Get your ass up and do something. So, other than that, everything's fine.
Yeah.
It's just hot as heck. Today, some James Taylor or Bonnie Raitt. They're playing a concert that many people will be going to see. It'll probably be a sold-out show at the Forum. It's JT and Bonnie Raitt on the road. Good Lord. Probably for 50 years, and they are coming here again and are at the top of their form still. So while you have a chance, these are some of the folks that you want to go see before they're gone. JT and Bonnie Raitt, two of the all-time greats, August 5th, Forum downtown. And today when I play either Bonnie or JT, ninth call wins those tickets at 535-9898. Kyle Veazey here today at 7:30 to discuss issues of the city. Kyle's been, we were all off, I guess, for a few weeks, so we'll look forward to catching up with him. Thanks to my friend Alan at his shop over on Winfield in Whitehaven, Alan's Automotive. He's been working on my old truck for a few days. Thank you, sir. And my new one today. So this guy can, he just goes from car to car to car. He and his great staff, oil changes, tire rotations. They check everything for you if you have more major issues. They check those too. Jasper Engines is who they work with at the Napa Know How place. Allen's Automotive. So they cover everything, and we'll do this for you. And Allen meets new friends that hear about him on this show every day, and they always go back to him because the guy is, he's just a good guy who does great work and doesn't overcharge you. And it's done. It's effective. It's worked. I mean, it all works. And why would you go anywhere else? Allen's Automotive, Winfield at 51, allensautocenter.com. He's on Facebook, too. I'm going to see him this morning, and I'll just say hi to him for you, or go by and see him yourself. We'll do a break and come back in just a moment. And check your emails, mail@drakeinthemorning.com. And the sports news, the Home Run Derby was on last night. I watched it for 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. But I have all the details. So we'll be back with that in a minute.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.